WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
On the microphone, music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. You see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Rufus, what's up? It feels like it's been a minute since you've been in it. How you doing? Hi, Eddie. Welcome, everybody, to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. Therese will be coming up shortly, pretty soon. I hope everybody is feeling blessed. I hope you're safe. I hope things are going the way you want them to in your personal life. I know that everybody is like, what in the shenanigans world is going on in this country? And when I say in this country, I'm obviously speaking of the United States or America, because I don't know how united these states are these days. I mean, there's just so much going on. Absolutely too many, I don't know, too much drama. Too much drama going on for me, for my liking. I mean, some people may like this. It's like a really whack-ass television show or movie that somehow we all got stuck in, you know? Like, regardless of what your politics are, you cannot be happy with what in the world is going on. So, Rufus, you said it has been busy on your side with your side gig. Ooh, officiating in combative sports. Now that is freaking interesting. I'd love to hear more about that. You know what I'm going to do, Rufus, and for anybody, everybody, because we haven't been having a lot of guests on recently, been kind of stressed and kind of busy. However, it's time for us to pick it back up and get back to what it is that this show is supposed to be, which is us having conversations about not only current events with each other, but, you know, finding out what other people are doing in the world, you know, and giving everyone a platform. So if you are interested or know someone who should be on this show that you think they need to be on in the basement with Javon and Therese, then you send me a line, address it to Javon, make the subject should be on your show, or make the subject in the basement, and then tell me, you know, who you are, what you do, and, you know, give me a either your website, your social media, or, you know, whatever's going on. And this, you don't have to be a singer. You don't have to be an actor or a poet, you know, like in these creative things, but, you know, anything that you do that you would love to, you know, come, Oh, my God, you're a ringside doctor? The freaking fragging. Rufus, hit me up, okay? That is something. We have not had a ringside doctor on this show. That would be so dope. WJBR at JavonsBasement.com. Also, if you are watching this show right now on Facebook, which I believe a couple of people just chimed in on Facebook, I cannot really see your post. Sheila, I think you, my girl, my home girl, she from Classen Point. Love you. I love you too, sis. But what I need you to do is go to YouTube and look up WJBR. Here we go. I'm going to put this up here too. WJBR Internet Radio on YouTube. And click and subscribe and join us there. And then your comments I can put up on the screen like this one here. You know, like Connie. You see Constance right here? Yeah, but even though I could tell Constance is on Facebook, which Facebook will cut me off as soon as I start playing music. So join us on YouTube, which is a sure shot way for you to enjoy the entire show. Today we have one of my favorite songstresses coming on. She's really dope people. Many of you might know Anaya Day, who's been on the show plenty of times. Even back when I first started podcast, she would come on. And if we're fortunate, she'll come through today. But Devon, the person who is our special guest today, is her little cousin, which is mad cool. And she has some new music, and I'm looking forward to sharing that music with you all, because everything, you know, like, it just feels like, although I really wanted the truth to come out in terms of all of this Trumpy shit, I needed it to come out. I needed for everybody to hear what's going on and to have some real discussions, and hopefully, you know, people be held accountable for the shenanigans. You know, after so many years of watching it and knowing it and just dealing with it, you know, I'm really kind of, I'm just feeling something, you know what I mean? And I just want to say this, maybe I should wait until Therese comes on, because I'll probably end up reiterating it. Hey, see, now that's what I'm talking about. See, you know what? Kudos to you, Connie, for following instructions. And just for that, I want you to hit me up, Constance, on WJBR at JavonsBasement.com later on. Just send me an email saying, hey, this is Connie, and I'm going to send you something, a little special gift, okay, just for following instructions. I love it. I love it. That's what's up. Okay, so anyway, what I was going to say is I saw something online. A young lady was saying, you know, a black sister, young sister, saying that, oh, we've been voting, don't tell me to vote, that's gaslight, you can't beat them within their own system, blah, 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 blah. You cannot give up the fight before the fight is won. You can't be end of the war, like not at the end of the war, but nearing the end of the war, or at that peak, where it's now or never, that last stand. You can't say, I don't want to last stand, I'll just give up. Because if you don't vote, that's what you're doing. And that's exactly what you want, what they want you to do. They want you to not vote, people. Good morning, Darlene. They want you to not vote. Good morning, Melody. How you doing, darling? All is good. I hope you are blessed and feeling safe wherever you are. How do I know they want you to not vote? Because they're trying to change the laws and everything and make do all this gerrymandering so that you cannot vote. Or gerrymandering is how you pronounce it or whatever. They're doing all of that so that you can't vote. And here she is, star of our show, Rezzy Pooh. Therese to you, okay? Rezzy Pooh to me, Therese to you. So I'm glad you're feeling good and everything is great. You know, Therese, I was just saying, and I said, you know, I really probably should just wait until Therese comes on to say this. Uh-huh, go ahead, take a sip. because I saw a young lady, a young sister, and she was like, don't tell us to vote. That's gaslighting. We've been voting. And you know, we can't beat them within their own system. I was like, oh, Jesus. They got into the head of that sister. As far as I'm concerned. You know, that is them winning because that is what they want you to believe. That's how they want you to feel. They want you to surrender your vote. And those of us who are not surrendering our votes, they want to take it from us. They want to steal it. They are now, this, first of all, the Supreme Court is completely out of hand. Direct consequence. Elections have consequences. This Supreme Court is the consequence. And what the government is finding out is that the Supreme Court has a lot more power than anyone has ever imagined. And they have gone rogue. And the only thing, well, there's two things that can be done, in my estimation, and eventually we'll bring some people on that will further either correct or tell us, inform us of what the other options are, right? So the Congress can impeach Supreme Court justices who have done something illegal or something of that effect. So in my opinion, Kavanaugh, whatever that little skinny white chick's name is, I can't think of her name. I shouldn't have called her that, but I can't remember her name. And if she was a little skinny black chick misbehaving, I would have called her the same thing. But so I can't think of her name, but that one. And Clarence Thomas, certainly.
Neither Hill.
Right. So Clarence Thomas, due to his wife's shenanigans, and he was the only one that voted against the January 6th committee on something. So he's clearly compromised. He needs to be impeached. The other two lied to Congress when they said that they believe that Roe is settled law. They intentionally lied so that they could get those seats. So my feeling is, my belief at this point, until I learn something more, that they can be, those three can be impeached, and then Biden could put three more black women in there, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what's funny about that, though? Like, if we're just talking about impeachment because of the lies, mm-hmm. it's like that's the culture of politics, lies. You know, I mean, the culture of politics is based on lies.
That's true. However, you can't, you
can't get caught?
No. Well, you people get caught in lies all the time. However,
ooh, do they?
Yes, there are penalties to lying to Congress. When you lie under oath to Congress, there's supposed to be penalties. Now, most people who have been caught lying, regardless of their politics, it's usually when the other politicians are sick of you, and then they bring you to Congress, get you to lie, and then they'll do something. They'll lock you up. These politicians go to jail too.
Of course,
plenty of politicians have gone to jail.
Of course, and then been reelected right after that. We all
right.
know that.
Right, yeah. but yeah. that's because we as a people, we don't utilize our vote appropriately until we're mad about something in particular, and then we go out and we vote, and then we go on about our business. That has been our history. We don't vote together every election, and that's what we need to do.
Okay.
That's therein lies the see. Think of Alabama. Alabama has been country Bama forever, okay? Those Republicans in Alabama have been running things and, you know, oppressing people and, you know, and everybody, la, 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 right? Not everybody, but not enough people. But then people got mad. Black women in particular, black people, got mad in Alabama, got together, voted as one, and turned the state temporarily blue. But then, after things got settled, they didn't do it again. If you're saying we vote under duress, I agree. Absolutely. We vote when we're pissed. Like Trump. That whole Trump thing, we all got together and said, dun, 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 dun. We all went and we voted, you know? We need to be consistent with our vote, and we need to vote together to change things because votes, elections have consequences. This Supreme Court, is a direct consequence of the 2016 election. People got bamboozled by that Hillary thing. I allowed Donald Trump of all people on this universe to get elected. Now, you can't change the past. You can't change that. It happened. It's done. However, we have to learn from that. And this is not the time to give up the fight when we're just because this is it. This is the thing. If we don't get together 2022, 2023, 2024, it's over. Your vote really won't count. So it really because right now I don't know how to express it, and hopefully we'll get some people who can be more clear. Who are you signing to? V-O-T. Oh, you did a T. I see.
Vote.
T. Yeah, vote.
T, is it? No, that's R.
This is an R.
Mm-hmm.
This is a T. Yeah, I used to actually sign.
So did I, actually.
Which is very cool, isn't it? Until you don't sign anymore, and then you forget it all.
Mm-hmm. I still know how to say no and yes.
Ah, okay. This is forget. I forgot. Yeah. So definitely, you know, I can't be on this. It scares me when I hear our young people saying, you know, they're not going to vote. It's like you're at war, right? Everybody's at war. And they're like, one more battle, one more hurdle. But the enemy is saying, the war is over. The war is over. And they're like, oh, you know what? The war is over. And I'm like, no, come back. It's not over yet. You know? We still got this one big freaking hurdle.
I still believe that there needs to be term limits for every damn seat.
Exactly. See, and if we get the right people in, then we can work towards getting that changed.
But see, yeah, and that's because I still don't understand why anybody has a lifetime appointment anywhere.
Exactly.
It should not be the case. Whose idea was that? Why does it exist? It makes zero sense whatsoever. I think that if you're going to extend some, like you got the president's got 4 years, right? That should be the maximum allowable. Everybody else should get a 3-year rotation and be elected. Real talk.
I agree.
Including that antiquated Supreme Court. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not representing the people. The people's ideas and opinions and things that affect the country by and large change.
Yep. This is one point on which we totally agree. Term limits across the board for everybody.
How do you ensure somebody with a lifetime seat? Let's just take Clarence Thomas for example. If you think he's not
somebody would take him.
Yeah, let's take him, right? But if you think he's not bought and paid for, and we got a lifetime of this situation,
he's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Tomfoolery. I just can't with him. He is actually, so he sent out a cry for people to bring, so the way that they change laws in the Supreme Court, the way that they overturn shit is people bring suits, Supreme Court. And then those suits, if they win, it becomes precedent. So he asked that they bring, that people start bringing lawsuits to against LGBTQ vote laws. He wants people to bring in lawsuits so that they can overturn the laws so that LGBT marriage is no longer
legal. And what would these lawsuits look like?
I can't imagine, but he's
asking. Why do you say you're affected?
But they will come. They will come. It's just like, okay, so remember the people didn't want to make wedding cakes. The baker who didn't want to make wedding cakes because of his religion. That he didn't win, right? Now, if he took that up to the Supreme Court would then say, okay, you don't have to and change that or, you know, whatever. Let's just say someone would have privately owned something.
Well, wait, hold on a second. If I remember the case correctly about the baker that didn't want to be, they got sued by someone that was requesting a service from his public space that he received public money from, did not want to serve him.
Right.
So that is discriminate. That's based on something that's already there.
Right. So this is the thing. This Supreme Court will change anti-discriminatory laws.
So we're going back to black and white water fountains?
That's this Supreme Court, yes, pretty much. Because one of the senators actually said, now let's look at Brown v. Board of Ed. Let's segregate the schools again. I mean, these people are not even hiding their racism, the shenanigans. It's completely, and yes, it's unconstitutional, but it's unconstitutional based on amendments to the Constitution. These Supreme Court justices are saying if it wasn't in the original writing, then it's up for discussion.
First of all, okay, so I'm going to say this. and I'm gonna call myself a fake ass justice. Okay, that's my name when I'm a fake ass justice. Okay. The original Constitution was written at a time, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Written at a time. The people that existed and the mindsets that existed back when that Constitution was written are no longer here. Try it if you want to. I think those water fountains will look real different today. Try it if you want to, Clarence Thomas.
Plessy versus Ferguson, not right. You're absolutely right, Sage. You're absolutely right. Plessy versus Ferguson. So yes, so yeah, they want to take us back to the 1950s.
Won't work.
Antiquated mindsets, true. This is okay. So the young lady who I saw on TikTok in a rant, what she doesn't understand is that we have been making headway, slow, but sure, and that's why they are going bananas. They have lost their entire minds because when they saw that black man, that articulate brother, get, not only did he become elected, he became elected twice, and he initiated something that the Democrats had been trying to do for decades, which is public health care.
And that, by mean, is Barack Obama.
Yes. So when he got the Affordable Care Act in motion, and, you know, they did everything they could to make it fail, and the parts of it that still need to be worked on, because it's not a perfect thing. It's not perfect. Because if it was perfect, everybody just have health care, period, the end. You know, that'd just be it. You need something, you just go. But they have struck down everything. I'm not even going to call them Republicans anymore. They are now, that R now stands for regressive. They are the regressors. They want to, they're the regressive party. I know I made up a new word. I don't give a shit. That's who they are to me.
Isn't there supposed to be a separation between church and state? Hey, Eddie, he's raising a point here. The Supreme Court is faith-based and are looking to remove, and Giovanni, correct. Also, Clarence Thomas will be hung for marrying a white woman if he's looking to appeal. Yes, I suspect
but
that
you,
he
but
will.
But you know what?
Part.
Think about the mindset, Eddie, of those people back then. There were some good Negroes who did their bidding, and he'd be a good Negro, you see?
Yeah, but it would still be illegal for blacks and whites to get married.
Yeah, they'll just wait for him to die before they do that.
How's he going to pack jam across that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what just happened? When you just said pack jam, this is a segue, y'all. I'm completely crazy. I heard this song, this old song from the 80s, pack jam, pack jam. And a jam,
exactly,
and
what I'm at.
Pack jam.
Remember the dance that went along with it? How you just avoided things, you know?
Yes,
that's,
yes.
Yeah. You'd have to. That's exactly how I would.
Anyway,
the dance. Remember the dance?
Yes.
I was a whale back then. And you just, you know, you moved to avoid things. That's what. That's what Clarence Thomas is doing, what he'd be doing if
yes.
And
Sage is right here. That's one of the reasons we need to stop with that both parties are the same BS. They're clearly not the same. Feels horrifically regressive, depressive, oppressive. It's like they don't have the mental juice to progress forward in a sanely evolving fashion. They don't want to because what does that evolution look like for them? Okay, so let's take a look at, in their minds, because it's not even real. It's not even real. They think they have some kind of power. All they are is an impediment to to progress. They're not in power. They're an impediment. When you stop brilliant black people, brown people, women from living their full truth, then you deny your country its riches, period. You're not powerful in building something. What you're doing is you're stunting the growth of your own people. We are all people of the United States, those of us who've been here for centuries. I mean,
they don't care about that. They don't care about that. Their issues and concerns are rooted in commerce and money. That's it. It's not rooted in anything of the people or by the people. They could give a shit about women. And the problem I have with that is that the women that are Republicans that sit back and have everything in the world to say about whatever the Democrats are doing, but they have no, it's chirps when you talk about what they've recently done to women. It's almost like it's a disconnect in that. It's a major disconnect. If you could sit back and listen to these overturned, antiquated, like, and have no opinion whatsoever, but as soon as they mention something about taking some money away or your social security check, you're up in arms.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. This is the thing. And I want to give a shout out to my cousin Victoria. I see you on my personal Facebook page watching the show. If you just scoot on over to YouTube, go to WJBR Internet Radio and catch us live there. Also, just a reminder that you might hear some explicit language, of course, and this broadcast is licensed via Live 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSEC, in Canada through SOCAN and ReSound, and the UK through PPL and PRS for music. And what that means is if you get played here, you get paid here. Okay, so I'm sorry. I had to give that little thing. But they tell us what they are doing, just like the white woman running for office who thanked the SCOTUS for saving white life.
And they don't think anything is wrong with it. You know, the dwindling of white America is real.
And there's a panic on that.
But, yeah, and you know, and kind of, you know, let's tell the truth. Do we not think they'd go kicking and screaming?
And this is why we have to vote like our lives depend on it, because it does. To quote Monifa, Monifa said that when we did the videos for 2020. I think it was 2020 to get people to vote. I think that's what the year was. Was it?
No, not 2020. It was 20. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know, but we need to do it again. I know that much. I have to get out the bed. You know I'm limping, right?
Are you limping?
You know, I have, my foot is in it's not a boot anymore. It's a sort of like a hard bottom sandal because I fractured my toe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had the apparatus on.
But. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons that I didn't get to show my pride. So, you know, I hope everybody had a great pride. And remember that pride is every day. Living your pride today and every day going forward. Let nobody steal your joy.
New Jersey just entered their pride season.
Right. So let's do it.
So the whole summer's pride. You know?
Yes. The Supreme Court appears to be of the collective mindset that they can wage war on our lives. I fought to protect this country from foreign enemies. I'm willing to fight the domestic ones, period. And that's what's up, LaVon. That is 100% what's up. We are at war with our government right now. Or let's just put it like this. The government is at war with us.
And what do you think the government represents? You made a very profound statement just now. The government is at war with us. What is the government representing? Because it clearly isn't every or all the people.
The government is representing the wealth and delusional power of white men.
I know a soul that is encompassed in a black female body, right? And they clap with glee about the current events, particularly as it relates to anything Republican winning. So I often say to her, or, you know, and it's just, she doesn't have any lengthy opinion on anything except for the fact that, you know, she doesn't like Biden, and she, oh, you know, you elected him, and, you know, it's no rhyme or reason to her conversation. She's just an idiot, in my opinion. And I've told her that. I said, you know, you sound like an idiot, you know, because, I mean, at some point you have to say it. You have to call a thing a thing. So I said, you know, you sound like an idiot. Like, there's nothing, you know. And then she said, oh, what's that lady down in Atlanta? What's her name? And I just shook my head. I was like, you set us so, she's talking about Stacey Abrams. You set us so far back into time. There's just nothing that you can say that will make sense to me, because none of anything else other than money applies to you.
Exactly.
You can't even get, you know how you say a seat in the room?
Yeah.
You're not even on the bus, to the plane, to the train, to the steps, to the room. You're nowhere near the room. They don't even consider you human in most aspects. And you're clapping and gloating about, you know, you have an opinion about Biden. I bet you didn't even vote.
Right. And he's just a bridge. He's just a bridge. He's not the important piece there right now. Not, you know, he's a figurehead. I ain't got time for him. I you know what? I really, really don't got time for that. But I will say this. Someone tweeted this out, and I have to read it because I agree. They said, because they appear to be gender nonspecific, I know how to solve the country's problems.
How?
Elect Beto O'Rourke, Stacey Abrams, John Fetterman, Marcus Flowers, Charlie Crist, Raphael Warnock, Charles Booker, Josh Shapiro, Tim Ryan, Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, Adam Frisch, Admiral Mike Franken, and Val Demings. We get those people in the Senate, flip some seats, and I think we will see some things change. And yes, if we elect those people, Sage says it's all about Mitch. Mitch has said that if he is no longer, if he is still the minority leader come November, he will quit. So let's help him quit. If we elect those people, we will have enough of a majority that the two Democrats, the two regressives in Democrat clothing, Sinema and Manchin, will no longer matter. We will have enough votes that their votes won't matter. And we can make some headway. Did y'all see the wind knock him down the other day? I can't. No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't pay him any attention, honey. I couldn't tell you.
I saw it.
Quite frankly, you know, I think about my job. My job is very, very difficult. And I'm just the leader of 20-some-odd people. I am approaching 60 in a few years, a couple of years, whatever. But I feel like I'm too old to continuously deal with shenanigans. And I'm happily looking towards retirement. Because being the leader of men and women and everybody in between is a very difficult task. I can't imagine being in my 70s or 80s or whatever the hell, trying to run an entire country, especially when you have when you run the country against you, 100% blatantly against you, and there ain't a damn thing you could do about it. And even though, you know, you don't have enough forces to combat that, everybody thinks you really do. And so your old ass looks weak. Look, if I was in any position to surrender, Lord, take the wheel, because I could not imagine being in my position and having half of my team being adversarial, and then not be a damn thing I could do about it, except tie it. Now, when I was younger, I had energy for it. Y'all want to come for me? Come for me. I got you. I got you. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. Come with it, because I got something for you. Right now, you better do your job. You know? And it's, look, and this is how you do it. And if you look, I ain't got time for that. So just the idea that he is, so for the idea, if you got to give people, you got to say negative stuff, you should look to say something positive as well. That's just how I roll. Because he was willing to do it, I give him props. I can't imagine running this whole damn, this crazy ass country where you got people wanting to overturn the government, trying to overturn the government, sitting in Congress. It's crazy. Where the Senate, half of the Senate, is their only desire is to oppose you and to let shit happen. Like, okay, I'm responsible for baby formula. So I put out an idea, a bill, of how we can get more baby formula out there. This is an emergency. I'm sure we all agree. Let's get it out there. And 50 of them say, no, we're not doing it. We're not voting for that. No. And then those same people who say, no, we're not doing it, they go and they say, look at this baby formula shortage. It's his fault. And people are buying that. You know, it's like.
Those are the same people that are saying, you know what? We're pro-life or not pro-life, and we want Roe Wade overturned. And it's like, y'all just, you know.
And then won't vote for the baby formula, but you don't want to feed the babies.
Right. They don't give a – man, listen, they don't give two hoots about pro-black life.
Look.
Not now, not never, okay? That was not – listen.
I
prevent another population of women from having abortions.
Yeah, this is not this fight that we are in right now, that we need to take to the polls, is not about Joe Biden. It's not about Harris. It's not about any one individual person. It's about us as a collective. It's about us as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowing them to continue the shenanigans.
Yes.
We need to get together and, you know, if it was the opposite and if it was red, trust me, I'd be like, we all vote in red. But it happens to be that it's not. We need to all get together and vote blue. Sorry.
Because
if we don't, if we give it to that independent, who could be decent, but if we're not all giving it to the independent, then we're going to lose.
Yeah.
We need to all get together, and because we're making a statement. We're making a statement.
I had conversations behind the last election when Rump won, and you know, people have the nerve to say, well, I didn't like such and such, so I voted independent. I'm like, so you basically just voted for Rump. You voted for Rump. If you voted independent in a race that you knew an independent could not win based on, you voted for Rump. Because you took your vote and you split it. So you did.
No, I didn't, because I believe in this. You believed in a candidate that was not going to win, and you split your vote, and you voted for Rump.
And to that person, I would say, you know,
Jackass,
you know, people have the right to do what they want. But this time, I'm going to ask my brothers and sisters, whether you be black, some other brown nationality or whatever, and you here, if you are female, if you are queer, if you are a white man who believes in equality, if you are a white man who has a woman in your life that you love, and you don't want to vote for the regressives, but you're not happy with the Democrats either, I would, for the next three terms, you loan me your vote. Really, vote with me. Loan it to me. If you don't believe in them, okay. I get it. You don't want to give them your vote? Don't give them your vote. Loan it to me. Loan it to me.
This is. You know what? You just nailed it. The greatest country in the world can't feed our babies, but can pour money into aid for countries like Ukraine and other issues that have little bearing on our national health. How, Sway? Exactly.
All right.
They need to do some budget modifications, because all that money they spent on a country that, listen, I'm not saying, you know, not assist, but I think that they need to do like a pyramid pool or something for money for these countries when they go under. You know, it's always Johnny on the spot to lend money and to beef up military, but we can't feed our own children?
Who's saying this is the greatest country in the world at this point?
Allegedly.
I don't think anybody's saying that anymore.
I don't know why they said it to begin with.
Because that was a dream. That was a dream sold to white people by white people. And as usual, we caught the residue and fell in line.
And the only reason why this is the promised land, because we tilled the soil. Get out of here.
Exactly.
Greatest country. We are behind in math and sciences. We are failing in health.
Exactly. And this is the thing. When Obama got in, the first thing he did, the biggest thing he did, was talk education. Michelle got into the eating right thing.
Right.
You know, because that's something we as a people need to do. Check it. It's something that we as a people need to do, right? As a people, all people. And health care.
Yep.
Health. So, you know, we have potential for everything. But the problem is that we allow
thank
these
you,
regressives to run amok. And the way that we don't allow that to happen is that we vote together as a collective.
These are all the little billies that you should have slapped.
Yes, and let me tell you this. Yeah. They are making it so that they understand this too. And now what they're saying is we're not going to allow y'all to vote as a collective, because they see what we're doing, what we have the potential to do, and they don't want us to do it. So they're doing everything in their power to prevent us from turning those red states blue. Let's get there. Step by, you know, everything, there's steps to shit. You know? I guess I'm one of those jackasses then, guys. I didn't vote for the red guy or the blue guy. I voted to honor my hard-won right to vote. And you know what? You're not a jackass. You did what you did in the moment because that's how you felt.
You are not a jackass.
No, we're not.
You also fought for a country that you believed in. You know, I don't. I think military folk will get a pass.
Right. However, knowledge is power, and I'm going to ask you specifically, LaVon, if you're not feeling like, okay, I've been listening to y'all forever, but I'm down with Trump. If you believe that, it's your right. I hope that's not it. Or if you don't feel like, I get it, blue is the way to go to prevent, not because you believe in Biden or you believe in the blue candidate, but because you understand that blue can offset this red. If you don't believe one way or the other, then I would ask that you loan your vote to me, cousin. Do it for me. If neither one of them means anything to you, it means a hell of a lot to me.
So there.
You know what? You know what, LaVon? You won't even vote for me? Oh, that's all right. Dang. I try. You know? That's all right. I love you anyway. I love you anyway.
I wish we could. You could, like, hey, take my vote this year. Hey, let me sell you my vote. Well, there's a lot of selling of the votes going on.
You know what? Blue takes the black vote for granted, but red wants to take the black vote away. Okay? Let's be clear. Let us be clear. Red wants to take the black vote away. We're at the precipice right now to get enough brown and black people in. Look at
who we got. Who are some of the contenders?
Again, you have Raphael Warnock and Stacey Abrams.
Right.
You have Beto O'Rourke, although he is Caucasian. He has been fighting for the people of Texas like crazy. All right? He's been 100% on point for the past. I've been watching him for quite a few years, even though he's in Texas. He's been so, he's been an advocate for the people, and I dig him. You got John Fetterman. I've been seeing him recently speaking out against this and that. He's Democrat. You got Marcus Flowers, a brother. There's this guy, Admiral Mike Franken. He's a black guy with cowboy hat. I think he is in Arkansas, something like that. Val Demings, love her, Florida. She's going against Marco Rubio.
And speaking of Florida, your girl, Pam.
Yeah, yeah.
On fire.
Always, always.
I mean, she's up at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about something. Fuck you!
Yeah, I'm telling you, she's just like that. We have Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, Josh Shapiro. Did I say Charles Booker? He's a brother. These are the people who are running for office, for Senate offices. And if they win, they can flip states.
Oh, okay.
I said it as you, what did I say as you were typing it? Sage. Listen, vote less of the two evils, because to me, one robs the bank and the other drives the getaway car. And the less of the two evils right now, let's be clear, are blue. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying, oh, but the Democrats are perfect. Hell no. No, no, no. It's not even about that. Lisa says, true, we need to hold blue accountable. True. Damn, it's almost noon already. And we have a special guest coming on. And you know what? I'm glad that she's coming on to give us some love and some light. You know, this is a sweet human being with some house music we could dance to. You know, we could shake it off a little bit. And then, you know, Anaya Day, everybody who watches this show, if you listen and watch Anaya Day, you know, you've heard her on this show. This is kin to Anaya. And
does she have the key to the gate of the family?
Hell yeah. She got the key to the gate to the family barbecue.
All right.
You know, matter of fact, she got a sister that sings. She got a brother that raps. And her mom is just dope. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me get these comments in, and then I'm going to see if I could pull up one of my favorite videos, and her mom is in the video, okay? Even her mom, who I like to call her Cousin Cheryl, but, you know, I just love them. I love the whole damn family. It's crazy. Okay, also, please, LaVon, check out the Runaway Slave channel. He did a video on Miss Johnson, a young lady that was in the Army. He said, why most black people joined the military. He worked as a Secret Service. Pop says, black and blue. Damn side note, it's a form of blue balls with this administration for me. Agent for 10 years, compelling man. They are taking our vote away. Oh, absolutely. So this is the thing. You don't vote, or you do the wishy-washy vote this year. By 2004, you won't even have a vote. It really won't matter. I stand on this kind of stance on voting because I'm not inactive in other areas. I lovingly and continuously share my reasoning with the people under the sound of my voice. Planting seeds equals action. We love you, baby, and wouldn't have you any other way. Nope. Understand that to be true. Okay? We would not have you any other way. We want your opinion. We value your opinion. And, you know, that's that. Now, she said, Pop, I think that's a great way to explain it. Okay, now, what I want to do right now, ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice. Yeah, got to get funky right here. No, just kidding. This is one of my favorite songs, still by Devon. Actually, I have another favorite, too, but we'll talk about that when she comes on. It's a duet that she does, oh, my God, with a band named Reginald Todd. Oh, they sing this fucking song. But in the meanwhile, this video and this song I've loved forever, and I hope you all like it, too. I have to share my screen. Uh-oh.
Make sure you don't have any foreign dad.
Yet. You know what I'm saying. Let me get that butt. Make it.
Send some Zooms with people who should be closing some of those tabs they serve.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Let's get the Chrome tab. Here it goes. And here we go.
Thank you.
I love that video. And with that, welcome everybody. Devon.
Hello, hello, hello. My beautiful sisters, how are you today?
How you doing? How you doing? Welcome
Glenn
back.
Glenn Taff Edition, you know how I Yes, thank you so much for having me back on.
Yeah.
What's going on, lovely lady?
You tell me. You tell us. How you been?
I mean, it's just a beautiful day in the neighborhood, you know, preparing to go to work later, but it's, you know, it's an awesome day. God is awesome.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you for bearing with me. I know I was a little slow this week to get everything together. As always, I appreciate you. I have to let everybody know that Devon has been one of the most consistent supporters of everything that we do behind the scenes. She's always just been there, like forever, every. And the only one thing I would ask Devon is get me into the barbecue. What is going on with this?
Well, you know, we had COVID, you know, and everything like that, so we haven't had a big family gathering as of yet. But trust me, when it's time, y'all will be there.
Thank you.
Food, music, you know, that means you got to sing, though.
Ooh.
You know we sing all the time, so you got to sing with us.
I'll do the background.
Y'all don't want me to get up there.
No, I'll mess up the
Listen,
background.
Listen, we accept everybody.
I do the hand
we
clap.
We accept everybody. With the hand clap movements, you got to get in where you fit in. It doesn't Adam.
That's what. All right, so I'll bring my tambourine. That's what I'll bring. I'll do.
Awesome.
I'll try not to mess it up. Pop says he want to go to the barbecue too, so we'll all come through. We'll all come through. So you know, I was saying earlier how you are a part of a very talented family. Could you talk us through that a little bit?
Wow. Well, I can say that all of us, thank God, you know, he gifted us with so many gifts and talents, cooking, singing, dancing, it doesn't matter. God has really gifted my family with so much. We can give credit to our older cousin, Solomon Roberts Sr., who started the band Sky. Call Me, Let's Celebrate, all of those wonderful songs that we heard back in the days. Anaya Day, I know y'all hear me speak about her all the time. That's because she's my big cousin, but she is so supportive and very encouraging and make sure that we are all doing, you know, what we have to do as far as our gifts are concerned, what God has given us.
Amen.
Absolutely. Then you have a little sister that's a singer, right?
My little sister, my grandmother, my mother, even though my mother doesn't like to sing, but my grandmother, she's the one that hits those high C's all the way up in the sky that nobody can hit. That's my grandmother. My mother is the same way. My brother, he's a well-known rap artist. You might know him under the name Poison Pen. My sister, Candida Akira. And my father is a musician. He plays organ. My little brother plays drums. Our middle brother, he plays organ as well as drums. So, you know, my mother gave birth to a band.
Exactly. And yeah. And your mini me is talented also, right?
Oh, very much so. My daughter is so awesome, Savannah Morgan. She sings very wonderfully, but she prefers to dance.
All right. I love it. I love when families play and sing together. Dope.
Yes.
So do you have a particular projection of placement for this particular tune? And by the way, it's flat. So do you have a particular projection for this one? Where would you like to see it?
For the latest song?
Yeah.
I just want to reach everyone and let them know that love conquers all. I know I speak about love often, but that's because I believe that love does conquer all, you know, that hate in somebody's heart. If you're walking down the street and just show them some type of love, you never know what they're going through. You know, they may be like, but love really conquers all. I want everyone to believe in themselves. I want everyone to know that if you love yourself first, if you're not in that place where, you know, you feel, how can I say it? Energy and everyone else, trying to make them happy, trying to satisfy them, and so on and so forth. But if you love yourself first, one thing can happen is people will know to love you back. Mm. The other thing is that smile that you gave somebody, they're like, oh, snap, she smiled at me. Then they'll smile at someone else, and then they'll smile at someone else. So love is infectious, just like laughter. Love is infectious, and love is what we need. I think it'll solve a lot of problems that the world is going through if we just love on each other, especially our Black community. If we just love on each other, we'll be in a better place.
Amen. We have a caller on the line. 421, what's your name and where are you calling from? Can you hear me? 6421, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm the little sister.
Is this a girl? Hey.
This is. Hi, everybody.
Kira, let me just tell you, there is a gospel song that you did some years ago that I continue to play. So before you give a shout-out to your sister, let me give an opportunity to yourself a shout-out, and let us know whether or not you have actually been doing recording.
Oh, wow. I've put out a few covers. This past Christmas, I put out my rendition of Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, nice.
I've put out a cover in May called Stay With It by Rich.
Okay.
More so, a little bit more caramel and neo-solar. And I have a few more things that I'm working on. But that's enough about me listening to my stuff.
All right, but before we go with the big sis, which definitely going to hit that, but before we do that, I have to let you know that since I've not been afforded the opportunity to be at the barbecue, and I'm not family, I really am family. I want you to know that. Okay. So what you got to do is you got to send me those hits. You send me those songs. So talk to your cousin or talk to your sister. They will let you know how to get me the music. Okay?
Okay. For sure.
Got to get it.
Thank you.
All right? So we can play live on the show. And now,
we can turn
that attention to the big sister, Devon. What is it like having a sister that is so talented?
It's beautiful. I sing background for her sometimes. She sings background for me sometimes. It's like constant support. So that's good.
Nice.
I get on her nerves. I'm a classic little sister.
We argue about what? Nope.
My sister, I'll tell you about my sister. My sister has one of the greatest ears that music will ever come by. Okay? My sister, she gives me the Ella Fitzgerald. She has those jazz runs and all that stuff. I tell everybody, I'm not one that does all those vocal acrobats like anyone does. I'm straight flat foot, just a straight flat singer. I do rely on my sister as well as Anaya a lot of times when I'm in the studio because I may hear something, but they hear something different. And that's what makes my music so special because I have that constant support of the wonderful ear. And I don't take it personal because I know how she is. She's in the Board of Education, so she's a teacher, and she gives me a strict teacher, but she does it with love and care and kindness. So she tells me something, I'm going to try my best to get to where she's trying to get me to go.
Right. I happen to love those notes, what I call note sessions. You know, particularly with so many ears in the room, you know, and if you have someone actually on the piano playing the notes or playing the chords, you know, it's like a workshop of sorts, you know, to whatever it is that you need out or get it the way you need to hear it, you know?
Oh, it's definitely that way, especially when we're all together and my father's playing, like, no, that's, do it again. Like, that's, no, what are you doing? Like, and we're like, okay, Dad, no. I'm like, I just said, no, I want it this way. I'm like, all right. So, you know, we have that support all around. So it's pretty dope. My family's
so we have your cousin Janice Davis. She says, hey, cuz, I'm a little late, but I'm here.
Listen, Janice is always late, but she's always on time, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And I'm going to tell you, that's the other thing about this particular family. I know certain, like, there's going to be, like, 5-6 deep, you know, this is just coming through, and there are those that don't say nothing that are around. And I just want to shout out to the whole family, the Davis family. I'm just like, I'm the cousin.
Our cousin, we are our own best friends.
Yeah.
Your cousins are usually the first friends, and that's what we are today. We're more like sister cousins because we act more like sisters, but we are very tight-knit. We have a group of us. Usually Janice is in charge of the birthday club for the family. So all of our birthdays, we either get together and have dinner, or we go to Atlantic City, spend the weekend, and we, you know, she's a great organizer and makes sure that we all. She gives us, how about that?
Wow.
Then it's the cousin that when we go out, she got to set up the room all nice. We have decorations in our room. We get little gift bags, and we go at the so.
That's what's up. Everybody needs a Janice in the family.
Everybody needs a Janice in the family.
Where's the original origin of your family? Is it from the South?
North Carolina. My grandmother was born in North Carolina. My mother was born in Charlotte. She came up in New York when she was 2 years old.
Nice.
That sounds like, that's why I say that ask rather than the questions, because it sounds like some of that community that feared from the South, you know, close, you know, care one another, and it was a community family, you know, family, that one house that you have on the block, everybody plays, that's what that feels like for me.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, grandmother in church, we call her Nana, now everybody in church calls her Nana, so it's like Nana, so my grandmother's everybody's Nana, Anaya's mother is everybody's, you know, aunt, you know, so, you know, how we are.
That's what's up. That's a beautiful thing. And speaking of Anaya, you two have a very, very close relationship outside just the music, because every time I see you, I see her. You see me, you see her. You see her, you see me.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that relationship, Janice Davis. Hey, baby and crew. What up, Vaughn? Gonna call y'all soon. All right, Anonymous, we looking for it. Let me put up the number, too, for anybody who wants to call. But talk a little bit about that relationship that it's more like a sisterhood, like you were saying a little bit, right?
It very much is a sisterhood. Ever since we were younger, everywhere, you know, she went, I wanted to go. And I was the cousin that she says I would tell all the time. And I would tell all the time that she didn't let me do stuff, but she wouldn't let me go.
Same head movement, though.
Right. Like, don't want me to go. I'm telling Auntie Mae. That's what I will call her. I'm telling Auntie Mae. But I'll say that when we were younger, we were in a bus accident.
Mm.
And when I say literally that Anaya saved my life, she saved my life. When Anaya saw what was going on in the bus, she took me. She ducked me under the seat, and she just covered me. So ever since I was younger, I always kept that in my heart. To me, she has been my protector, as well as our big cousin, Erica. She has been my protector, and we've just been close all the time. And because we all sang and everything like that, I wanted to be like my big cousin. Like, I'm going to do what she's doing. It even went to the point where we went to the same high school. She helped me rehearse for hours and days to get into music and arts. And all that paid off. I got in the High School of Music and Performing Arts. Thank you, Anaya. We do, it's nothing else to say. We're sisters. She's my cousin, but we're sisters. We always have that bond. She talks to me when I'm right, talks to me when I'm wrong. She guides me, especially in this music industry. She helps me see things that I might not see because I'm just so happy to just be singing. She's like, no, you need to do this, or that's not right for you, or this is not going to be good for your brand, or you know what I'm saying? Doing contracts, she helps me see the language to look for, what, you know, what to put in there, what to take out, all those types of things.
Nice.
So she's a good manager as well, because she's my manager. So, you know, she wants to make sure that the family business is straight. So all of us are going to do something.
You know what? I have to say, I love her, too. I love her, too. I just do.
She's so lovable. That infectious, beautiful smile of hers. She's just so awesome. And, I mean, the way she relates to all people, you know, her fans, her, you know, her family, she's a great support system. You know what I'm saying? At church, at home, you know, in the street, you just see her, she's going to be smiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's going to be smiling. You know what I'm saying?
I have an idea of who the anonymous Facebook user is now.
Who's that?
Because Facebook user anonymous says, she told on me and my cousin Erica Richardson Rapsat when we wouldn't take her with us. We survived that bus accident without a scratch. Well,
yes.
I had one scratch. That I know that laugh. God is amazing. Hashtag the Fame School High School of Music and the Performing Arts. And yes,
yes.
Jiffy is the CEO of the family. There go the family giving well, not government names, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway,
right.
let me talk to you. Let me move away a little bit away from the family a bit and talk about Reginald Todd and your relationship
yes.
with. Tell us who Reginald Todd is, and you know, just talk a little bit about that.
I met Reginald Todd several years ago. I was doing a show for Tops at the Mr. Wall in the Village,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing a show for Toys. And we, you know, set up as you say, how you doing, whatever, blah blah blah, and that was it. Then I had my own show by myself at Stonewall, and the house was packed. He was there. I didn't know he was there. After I came to stage, he just came up to me and was like, handed me his business card. I want to record with you. I was like, okay, but I never heard anything from him. So he contacted me via Facebook and everything like that, and he began to speak and everything. So we've been trying to get together to do a song almost a year. And then the day before he moved to Texas, he was like, we got to record this song. And that's the song You Love So Much.
Yes, I do.
Love Will Take You a Long Way. I love it, too. When I did the song, however, it was a rainstorm. I mean, it was like tornadoes and all that stuff. It was just horrible. You couldn't even see driving to get to the studio. So the day before he moved to Texas, I was so sick. When I said I had fever, I had chills, I could not speak at all. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to go anyway. I prayed before I went upstairs. I went upstairs. I said, Lord, you got to let something come out. Recorded the song in one take.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. The rest is history.
And you two have made more music, right?
Yes. The other song was Walking Out. Walking Out. And then there's another one called Sweeter.
Let me ask, did you and Reginald do a music video to Love Will Take You a Long Way?
No, we didn't.
And
we did.
All right. So that's something y'all need to go back and do for me.
Okay.
Because I just love the song. And because I'm talking about it.
Reginald, you hear her, Reginald? You hear that we need to make a video.
Make a video. And then after that, I'm going to take another call. I see you got another call on the line. Please hold on,
okay.
Caller, while I play this song. I got to play this because it's still probably, you know, barring anything by Chaka Khan, y'all know that. But it's probably.
I love the song as well, so I can totally understand.
Favorite song. Let's do it. Love Can Take You a Long Way. Reginald Todd featuring Devon.
Devante Williams, yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah.
Here we go.
If you've got somewhere to go, there's one thing you need to know. You can't get where you wanna be. All that negativity comes crashing down on top of you, blocking everything you do. Why don't you shake off all that weight? Do it now, it's not too late. It's to be free, to set it free, to discover the place where you need to be,
the place where
you need to be. You'll never go.
Never go.
I don't know all the answers. Something I do know.
In the video. Is that song not fire? Oh
yes.
My god.
We
got
to get to the video. We have to.
I need to be in the
Reginald side.
Yes, I need to be in the video. You tell Reginald I said. Matter of fact, I'm a call Reginald and tell him I said. I have to have Reginald on the show so I can tell him in his face. Reginald, I need to be in the video. Y'all need to make it, even if it's just a picture of me just sliding through with love. In a
love part. That was awesome.
Oh my god! But the thing is, y'all just got a peek of what happens when I play that song in my car. But the only thing is that I grab the mic and I sing.
I can only imagine you was getting down over there.
No, you can't imagine, because it don't sound nothing like the song. It don't sound nothing like what you sound like on that record. It's called 8641. You are in the basement with Javon, Therese, and Devon. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Inaya Day calling.
Good morning.
I know that voice. Hi, love.
How are you?
I am so very groovy. I just played one of my very, very favorite songs. Oh, my God. I love that song. How are you?
I'm good. I'm preparing to go to Connecticut to do a gig, but I wanted to call in and give a shout-out to my little cuz and to y'all.
Hey, cousin. Thank you.
Of course. Oh, and I wanted to call in and let you guys know that, you know, Devon and Akira sing background with me as well, so we all switch around and sing for each other, but they travel with me. We just did Chicago Pride. There were, 13,000 people there? And
wow.
Then coming up, we're doing Pops, and it's on Long Island in New York. We're doing Pops on July 16th, so if anybody wants to come through, come through, and especially if you two want to come through, you know I got you on that special list.
Nice. Yes. You know, I might come hobbling. You know, I have not been going much of any place because my toe is fractured, my little toe. But, you know,
you got to come outside sometime and live amongst the people.
You mean outside the basement, Anaya? Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, Anaya, let me ask you this.
You came all the way to Asbury Park one time, so I know you can come to Long Island.
I did. I came out there to see you because I love you. I did that. That's true. Let me ask you this. When did you realize your little cousin actually had talent? Because I know how it is to be an older cousin and they want to do everything you do. But when did you realize that she could actually sing and that she was talented? What made you know it?
When we were at church, at Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Brooklyn, we were in the children's choir, and when she was old enough to sing with us, I think she was like 4, maybe 5, and she was singing then, and we knew because, you know, we all sing around the house, but when I realized it is when we were in the choir, because we both were probably the only ones that were on pitch. Everybody else was kind of talk singing, and we were kind of annoyed. I was super annoyed. But, yeah, we were the only ones that were singing correctly, so I knew it then. And I really, really knew it when she got into music and art as well. I was like, oh, it's on and popping. We're all about to turn this music thing out.
Yeah.
Amen.
What's your proudest, your most proud moment of with her?
The most proud moment, I think it was when we were in, there are many, but so far, as far as music is concerned, I think it was when we were upstate in Albany, and that was the first time, I believe, that she did a step-out performance during one of the festivals that I booked. And she did her music, and she went in. She just started performing like, this is my show now. You can step back and let me do what I do, because they loved her. And so ever since then, I'm like, I have a show you got to sing. That's it. You're hired.
That is sweet. Your cousin Janice says, say so. Y'all keep them sections in order. In other words, when you're talking about the church.
Yes, and Janice sings in the alto section. She and I are usually standing next to each other. We did a sing-along with our uncle. He's 90. How old is Uncle Sonny now, Tosh?
93?
Yeah, that's Solomon Robert.
Auntie Mary is 92.
Right, and he's the father of Solomon Roberts Jr., who is the band leader of Sky. So we did a sing-along with Unk because he also sings, even though we sat him in a chair. He's 90-something. We filled up that church and did a whole sing-along with him. He rocked it. Janice got up. We were in when the family group was called. She was right next to me. I said, I don't know the words to this song because Tasha, well, sorry, that's her nickname. Devon was leading the song. And I said, Janice, you got to help me. You got to help me with the background. And I was like, okay, we get to the part. Janice's mouth is closed. I'm like, I'm trying to get the words out of your mouth and you ain't singing. She's so busy listening to Devon. It's no help.
So Janice sings and gives out gifts.
Yes.
I'm coming
yes.
to the barbecue
sings.
And I'm going directly to Janice, okay? And the
yes.
hamburger.
She is the party planner / keeper of the archives. She always takes pictures, she groups everybody together, she takes candid shots, and she decorates every event. Okay? Seamlessly.
Love it. Pop says, we love Anaya Day all day. Here are your flowers. And he just sent you flowers from the basement. So everybody loves Anaya Day.
Devon, you said you started singing early as 4. Do you recall what your first song was?
Jesus Loves Me.
Oh, man, that's sweet. That is sweet.
Just love.
So, you've been managing Devon, and there's
yes.
a new single out. So, what was your role in that? Did you write a song? What was your role?
Well, I did not write it. Devon wrote and sang everything on her own. I was just there in the studio being a pain in the behind, as she told you already. But she wrote it, and she did all the vocals herself. And the song is called Love Yourself, and there's a deeper mix, and then there's the regular mix. And it's produced by Master Fale, and he's from South Africa. And this is maybe the second or third song they've done together. I can't keep track. But, yes, this song was featured in the Soulful House chart on TrackSource, and it was an upfront promo on TrackSource, so it's really gaining momentum, and that means that the DJs and the layman are downloading this song. And to get people to download anything, to buy anything these days where music is concerned, is a miracle, and she's making it pop.
That's what's up. You know what, Devon, I did not know that you were doing all the vocals, because I'm accustomed to Anaya being in the background on your songs, on some of your songs anyway. So please tell us what that was like.
Well, you know, let's start with the writing. With the writing, I just wanted to convey a message, again, like I said, about love. Loving yourself, self-love, self-care, mental health. Because I work with runaway and homeless teens and the LGBTQI community. I work for, ATIL, which is a transitional independent living facility. I needed something that would reach my girls and let them know that, you know, you may be saying that this person don't love you and so on and so forth, but you got to love yourself first.
Right.
Everybody's looking for acceptance and, you know, all that stuff. And I understand that, because there was a point in time where I was looking for acceptance and love from other places, persons, places, and things. I'll say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted them to know that, you know, love yourself, love God, everything will fall into place. Working in the studio, I know what I wanted it to sound like, but sometimes when you thing it don't come out the way you want it to. So, you know, that's why Anaya's there to tell me. She goes, what do you want it to say? What do you want it to sound like? And I'll tell her. She goes, okay, well, that ain't it. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Okay, that's it. And I'm a person, I'm not good with ad-lib. I'll say it that way. Not that I'm not good. I'm not comfortable
thinking up ad libs, because when I look at my sister or Anaya, they just come up with it off the top of their head. You know, they got it all together, it seems. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm thinking, okay, what should I say here? What should I say there? So what they'll do is they'll let me just say whatever, and she'll go, use that part. I like that. Use that. Don't use that. Use this, you know. So it all comes, it's a puzzle, but the puzzle eventually comes together into a beautiful picture.
A beautiful picture.
Well, this point, there's nothing left to do but to play the latest song, and I'm going to play that deeper mix, okay, of Love Yourself by Devon and Master Fale.
Love. got to put yourself first sometimes. If you know good for you, how can it be good for anybody else? Self-love, self-care, every once in a while you gotta pat yourself on the back, love yourself, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're intelligent. To be truthful, this world is really not ready for you. But take some time, keep that in your mind. You're great.
I was getting ready. I was getting, you know, I was getting ready to just go in a little bit, but I just decided not to because now it's time for rapid fire.
Yes. Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Yes. And Anayo Day Music says, "Congratulations, Devon. So much more music to come." And Bonita Fitchett.
That's the quiet cousin.
She says it's fire.
Yeah.
And that little heart means she loves it and loves you. I'm sure.
Yes.
And very much so.
Yeah. So rapid fire, I believe you know how the game goes, and Terezi will let you know.
First of all, before I start, I just want to say that the song, I'm loving it.
It's fire.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Yet another
Thank
favorite.
You.
I'm going to be playing that shit all over
love
the time and all over the place.
Affirmations at the end of it also, because that's something I feel it should be looped and looped and looped and drilled into people's heads and their conscience. Thank you for that. I'm over here trying to adjust my EQ so I can get it during the song, so I can get it all, you know, the way I like it. All right, so the name of the game is Rapid Fire. Devon, you've done this before with us. So we are going to start how it works, just for the folks that are here. How it works is that I say words, and then you say what immediately comes to mind. I'll go first, and then Devon will go second. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
God.
My everything.
Melody.
Lyrics.
Lyrics.
Symphony.
Music.
My heart.
Family.
My foundation. Love.
Communication.
Very important.
Peace. Children.
Wow, I already said love. Legacy.
Art. And my last word is going to be Black women.
Powerful.
Yes. Thank you, sister. Devon, you're up next.
Okay. House music.
Soul.
R&B.
Mm. rhythmic.
Redemption.
God.
Cheryl.
My best friend.
Jiffy.
My sister, my confidant.
Noise.
Quiet.
Fame.
Fame will pass, but love will conquer all.
Sexy.
Me.
Right, Corey.
That made me laugh. That made me laugh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's back. Let's go.
Black men.
Man. Strong.
Chaka Khan.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we have one last ask for you. We need a drop or two. We need two drops for you. One for our radio station, which is 24 hours on the internet. You can catch it anytime. It's WJBR Internet Radio. So it's, hi, this is Devonda Williams, and you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Devon Williams, and you're listening to WJBR Radio.
And this
I was trying to read the back of your head, but that's not the same thing. Go ahead.
Yes. The next one is, hi, this is a visual one. This is Devon Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey guys, this is Devon, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah, boy.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, so, you know, I want to just thank you for
coming through.
Love you to pieces.
Can I give a shout out to David Sosa, because I believe I saw someone in the comments. Say something about the two of those voices together would be fire too.
Yes, it was pop. It was pop. And Anaya says Benita is a DJ. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, the family just got everything you need. Y'all don't even need me at the barbecue, man. But I'm gonna come eat anyway, and hum.
Come on through. Come on through.
I'm gonna make the stink face when y'all sing, like as if I was doing it.
That's all right. Even if you just mouth the words, you know, when the video come out, it'll look like, you know.
Yeah, it looks like I had something to do with it.
That's right. I just want to thank you both for all that you're doing and the discussions and the topics that you bring up. I think it's very important to the communities, all communities, LGBTQ, black, white, Puerto Rican, green, brown, you know, I think the content that you ladies are sharing is wonderful. And the love that that exude through the screen and everything like that, I really appreciate you guys. And I thank you so much for inviting me. And, you know, whenever a new song comes out, I'm going to contact y'all and we'll be doing this again.
Please do. Please do.
Thank you for feeding us some content through your craft and through your gifts that feed us too, you know, because we're not going to sit here and act like, you know, we're consuming for a reason, you know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Love you, cousins. Thank you, family, for checking in.
Thank you. Thank you, family. And I will see y'all at the barbecue. I'm going to be there and I'm going to bring Rez with me and Pop. All right.
All right.
And maybe background Betty if she could behave herself. At least I know she could sing with y'all. You know, that would be a blast. That'd be just crazy. But yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to do that. So for everybody, please, whatever you do for the rest of the weekend, please keep yourselves safe.
Yes.
safe. And that's where it's at. Have a good weekend. Rez, talk to you later. Love you, Devon. Bye, family.
Bye.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and you are in the basement with Devon and Therese. In the basement with Devon and Therese. In the basement with Devon and Therese. It's the basement, hey, with Devon and Therese.
Ooh, I dig that.
And
you're listening to and watching Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what it says. It's always a good show with your bonnet to rest. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come
on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I'll send you some cologne.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just use it.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.